High Lord or Gerd, his servant, has called me here for a purpose. I sensed in the inn some evil thing, and felt in myself the answering call. This is what I came for. I cannot see how this will harm the Duke or his realm, unless he has turned to evil, past all belief. Will you tell him this openly? Pox shook her head. No. As you say, I don't look like a paladin. I have no clear message for him. I can but be here, and ready to serve his need when it comes. I think it will be soon. Kolya stirred in her chair. I cannot believe you lie. Master Oakhallow bids me trust you. I have reason to trust him, and what I know of your past, by the tree pox, I wish I understood. So do I, said Pox. And you are not a Gerdsman? Asked Kolya again. I cannot say. I cannot be any longer under the command of the Marshal General, but I swore to follow Gerd's way of service. That oath I would not break. Could not, after what had happened in the magical fire. The Duke will not be pleased with that. Kolya's voice held some emotion Pox could not identify. Satisfaction? Envy? Pox followed a vague hunch. Can you tell me what he has against the Gerdsmen, Kolya? I know it is something more than happened to me, but I don't know what. Master Oakhallow wouldn't say. Kolya's lips tightened. Then she sighed. What do you know about the Duke's lady? Not much, only that he was married, and she died 10 or 12 years ago. He blames the Gerdsmen somehow. Did you know her? Yes. We were in the company at the same time, before she married the Duke. Kolya sighed again and stared at the fire. Pox, we don't speak of her much. He doesn't like it. But I think you should know the story. It might help you understand. She took a deep breath, and her hand clenched and unclenched as she began. Her name was Tamarian Mistyanyi. We all called her Tamar. She was a fighter, one of the very best. Tall, strong, and... Kolya shot Pox a glance. Much like you. Though her eyes were bluer. She had the same way of moving. She was a Gerdsman when she came. Most of the company were in those days. She tried to convert me, but gently. The whole company liked her. She was always cheerful, didn't quarrel, worked hard. And, by all the gods, to have her beside you in a fight. She had a temper, and that's when it showed. Her eyes would go very blue, and she'd laugh just a little. And I never knew anyone to lay a blade on her, not by the time I came, though she had scars to show. The Duke was only a few years older than the rest of us. I think any of the men would have bedded her gladly, but she didn't care about it, or about women either. But the Duke, he fought with the ranks back then. The company was just the one cohort, a few over 100, and they fought side by side often. And he married her, at the end of my first campaign season. Kolya shifted in her chair again and picked up one of the striped apples. Pox did not interrupt, and finally Kolya went on. Things were very different then, the company so small, and the stronghold more than half earth walls and wooden huts. Tamar never played the lady with us, but worked as hard as ever, the Duke's other self. Together they planned the buildings there, and in the villages, and together they went over the contracts for each season. Not so much in Arrhenius then. The Duke had to garrison the stronghold by the terms of his grant. Those were good years.